It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. 2 years ago today, the Tubbs Fire swept through Santa Rosa and destroyed more than 5,000 homes in one night. A year and 1 month later, the Camp Fire leveled an entire town, surpassing the Tubbs as the most destructive wildfire in California history. KRCB's Adia White has this first in a five-part series dedicated to the anniversaries of the Tubbs and Camp Fires.
When Pamela Van Helsema lost her home in the Tubbs Fire, she knew the rebuild would take a while. But she never thought it would take this long. So long, the money her insurance company gave her for rent is now running out.
2 years after the fire, they're cutting us off. And we simply think that you cannot rebuild 5,000 houses in 24 months. We need longer.
While Van Helsema's family rebuilds, her insurance policy pays her rent, but only for up to 2 years. Last month, she helped organize a rally in downtown Santa Rosa to plead with insurance companies to extend the deadline.
Housing and rental in Sonoma County is so very, very expensive. And a lot of people don't realize that we continue to pay our mortgage just like normal. Now to add mortgage plus rent is going to be an enormous amount. Imagine paying $3,000 for a rental and another $2,500 or $3,000 for a mortgage. Who can afford that?
Last year, the state passed a law requiring homeowners insurance policies to cover 3 years of living expenses after disasters instead of two. But the law wasn't retroactive. Some insurers voluntarily extended coverage another year for Tubbs Fire survivors. Van Helsema's insurance company, State Farm, only paid her rent up to today. In a statement, State Farm says it's working with its customers. Van Helsema doesn't think that's good enough.
We were the fire, the Tubbs Fire, that created the need for this law, and yet the new law does not apply to us.
The law does apply to homeowners who survived the Camp Fire, which burned around 14,000 homes in and around Paradise last November. But if it takes more than 2 years to rebuild neighborhoods in Santa Rosa, will it really take only three to rebuild the entire town of Paradise? Currently, seven homes have been finished and approved in the Camp Fire burn scar. Town of Paradise spokeswoman Colette Curtis says while that number may not sound big, it's much larger than what the town had expected after researching other natural disasters.
We estimated we would probably receive about 200 applications by the end of this year, so by December 31st. That was our benchmark. We're on track to receive 500 building permits by the end of the year, so we are well ahead of kind of what we expected.
But many hurdles remain, Curtis says. Building a home is complicated. There are also issues with water contamination and septic systems. On top of all that, perhaps 300,000 trees need to be removed.
Dealing with trees is something that we have found is actually really unique to this disaster. Because of the way Paradise is set on the ridge, because of the number of trees that we had and their proximity to homes and living areas, this is something that FEMA and Cal OES really have never dealt with before.
When asked if fire survivors would be able to rebuild within 3 years, Casey Hatcher, spokeswoman for Butte County, said it's hard to say. But when she looks at the number of building permits the county is receiving for all types of construction,
we have to think about our capacity to build in this region generally. And if you're trying to rebuild 14,000 housing units, if we have the capacity to do that in a three-year period, it seems unlikely that all 14,000 of those would get rebuilt.
For KRCB and North State Public Radio, I'm Adia White in Santa Rosa.
You can follow the series at norcalpublicmedia.org.